we're on Simen Tes Sif Bey. Titzis shall pishtim, we shall tema rechelim, poitrim, bokol mine begodim. That means that all types of begodim, cotton, silk, etc., if you put in tzitzis of wool or linen, they'll patter all mine begodim. So even though these tzitzis are not the same mean of the beged, it patters. Chutz mishel pishtim letemer, mishel temer lepishtim. But if you have a beged shall temer, and you put pishtim in it, we said even though pishtim will patter silk begodim, pishtim will patter cotton begodim, but pishtim will not patter woolen begodim, I shall temer le pishtim, bizman hazeh deleke tcheles. The bizman hazeh, we don't have tcheles, that means bizman, when we possess tcheles, so then the halacha was that a person put into a beged of pishtim, he had a linen beged, he put in two chutim of tcheles, which was wool, and was shatness through those two chutim of lavon, that means they could have been wool or they could have been linen. Now, there he had a shatnas tike beged. That means if he had a beged of tcheles, if he had a beged of linen, and he put it in tcheles, automatically he became shatnas. And whatever the lavan was also shatnas. If he had a beged shalpishtim, so the lavan made shatnas with the beged. He had lavan shalpishtim, so the lavan made shatnas with the chutei tcheles. So when we had the mitzvah of tzitzis b'shleimusa. That means the mitzvah of tzitzis b'shleimusa, the way the Mechaber says here, is two chutim of lavan, which are white. They could be linen, they could be wool. And two chutim of tcheles, which are a bluish color. And these were wool. So when we had tcheles, so even though because of the mitzvah, we were wearing shatnas. So there was a klal asay doicha loisa. So there's a mitzvah asay to wear chutim shel tcheles. Even though through this mitzvah, I'll be wearing shatnas. So there's a mitzvah asay doicha loisa. So one who was permitted to wear shatnas, he was mekayim a mitzvah. The minute we don't have tcheles, that means we have wool, but we don't have the dye of tcheles. So we are being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, but not b'shleimus. That means we are mekayim the mitzvah. We have chutei lavam. We have four chutim of tzema, which are lavam, which are not dye. And that is the mitzvah, but that is not the mitzvah b'shleimusah. That is not the mitzvah in its, it's not the complete mitzvah. And therefore, the whole halacha that esa doicha leisase is only if the mitzvah esa is being mekayim bishlei musa. So therefore, so now let's go back again to the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says as follows, that if you have chutim shel tzema or chutim shel pishta, that you have tzitzis, which are made out of linen or wool, they will patter all begodim, which means they'll patter cotton begodim, they'll patter silk begodim. Now, these cotton begodim or silk begodim are chayv min ha-tayra mid ha-rabona that we had in Sif Aleph HaMachloikis. But whatever the chiyav is, wool and tzitzis or linen tzitzis will patter. They'll patter all begodim, chutz mishel pishtim letzema, but if I have linen tzitzis in a beged of wool, I shall tema lepishtim bizman hazeh deleke tcheles. So the mashmois is, and I saw the fikim mekinim, that it doesn't patter. Not only your oiva and aveira, if you're wearing shatnez, you don't say eser dechaloisas. But since the tzitzis make it for shatnez, you don't even pass. It doesn't even pass to the mitzvah. So there is two averes. You're wearing shatnez and you are mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. Ignei she'en keloy agol. Okay, let's, before that, go, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shel temer. So the Mechaber says that tzitzis shel tzemer pater ol begodim. Vabach kosev kivin di yesh poiskim ha-machbirim bezeh sheloi lasis afilo tzitzis shel tzemer l'shar minim kivin she'enoi minoi kemevua b'nei sheise. Okay, lo yivor echak al talus tzemer v'tzitzis tzemer. Now, the Bach brings down a shita. Let us just say for 1 minute what the Shita held. And the Shita was based on the Gemara Menachos. We won't go into the Gemara, but the Shita held as follows. That there is a Darash, that what we learn, that we can make tzitzis out of wool in the patas or begodim. The Makar of this Halacha is, it says, like silbash shatnes, and then it says, gedilim tasa lecho, is lesibla shatnes semel apishtim yachto, once you now wear shatnes, gedilim tasa lecho, and we dash them, but you can make the tzitzis out of shatnes. So they understood that you can make, if you make tzitzis out of shatnes, then you can put it on all begodim. That means bisman we had tchelis, then tchelis in lavan would pater all begodim. But the minute you don't have tchelis, so then tzemer will only pater a begad shel tzemer. You have a silk begad, you have to put on silk tzitzis. That is such a shita. V'abach kosav kimti yesh poiskim machmirim bozer, that a woolen tzitzis will not pater a cotton begad, only if you have tchelis. Kimin she'en eminoi is afilu tzitzis shem shalmina, kimin she'en eminoi kibur beis yoysef, al keima yivoych rak al talus sema tzitzis sema. So the Bach said amir dikachuma, so you have a cotton baguette and you put in tzitzis, woolen tzitzis in this cotton baguette. So the Mechaber says it's no problem. The Bach brings down, there are shitas, that it is a problem. So therefore, the Bach says, so listen, the Mechaber says it's no problem. But the shitas say it is a problem, so if you put it in, don't make a bracha. Because according to other shitas, you're not yaitse. That's what the Bach says. V'oilam noigim lasi shitas shel tzemer l'shar minim. The minik oilam is not like the Bach, like the Mechaber. You have a cotton baggage, you put in wool and tzitzis. B'seifa l'yarabe gam ken kosev sheesh l'hokup. One can be mekel. You can put in wool and tzitzis in a cotton baggage. V'chei mashma b'seifa ma'yisarab. Then he said, so you can put in tzitzis, wool and tzitzis in all begodim, and linen tzitzis in all begodim. Besides, you're not allowed to put woolen tzitzis in a linen baguette and linen tzitzis in a woolen baguette. Bisman has a perish. The bisman shohoyo tcheles, when we had tcheles, shohoyo toich lahatil arba chutim, then the mitzvah was we put in 4 chutim, shnei chutei lovom, shnei chutei tcheles. We had 4 chutim. 2 of them were uncolored. They were not dyed. Ushnei chutei tcheilus, and 2 of these chutim were dyed, the dye of tcheilus. Utemel, this is a wool that's tzavua bedam chilozen, that was dyed with the blood of the chilozen. The chilukid is what the chilozen was. So then, if you had tchelis and you had lavan, that was the mitzvah in its shleimus, Itigalonu atoyla hatel ashnaim shalomim bei mitzemel and mipishtim bei bebegetzem and bei bebegetpishtim. When we hear the tchelis, then the Torah was matter we were capable of having a beget shel pishtim or chutim shel pishtim. Yeah. About kaponim, that was when we had tchelis. Ola yesh oimrim. Shezocher Ramah b'sif Aleph. Now, according to the Ramah, the chol mine begodim chayovim b'daraiset, or begodim achay min atera filo, behem o yozmut olon min atera tzitzu shel tamra pishtim yachto. So when we had tcheles, and we had katan begodim, which is chay min atera, so also, we were allowed to put love on and tcheles. Avol achshav, the ein lanu tcheles. Now we don't have tcheles. Nimtzin den onim mekaimim a mitzvah bishlei musa. Lo yishori ilom kilay. So now, shatness is not permissible. Yeah, by the Galtel was the Galtel was shatness. That was the mitzvah. There was the mitzvah. You could wear shat. That was the mitzvah. The big tikkune, that was the mitzvah to wear shatness. The Mishkan also was made out of shatness. But when the Torah said you should do it, you could do it. But without a mitzvah, there's the avnet was made of the avnet shokain hedit. Was made out of shatness. Now, just one second. I'd like to just mention for one second, perhaps, let us go off on the tangent for one second. Let us say when we had tcheles, so then we were permitted to, so let's say we had the beged was pishtan, the beged was linen, and the minute we put in tcheles it was shatness already, so everything became shatness. But al kaponim, that was the mitzvah. The mitzvah was that you have tcheles and we have the mitzvah bishleimus tcheles and lavam. So the din is that even though you are wearing shatness, because of the tzitzis, everything becomes shatness. But that's the din esa dechaloisa, and you're allowed to wear it. Now, I'd like to just go off attention for 1 minute. The Einig Yontif has a shayla. Let us speak about this case. I have a beged of pishtun. I have a beged of linen. I have techeles in the techeles, which is wool. Tcheles in this beged. Also, I have, let's say, lavan in this beged. Let it also be wool. Now, I'm allowed to wear this beged. I'm wearing pishton. I'm wearing tzemen pishton. I'm wearing shatnez. No problem. The Torah was makre. That's a dechaleisas. So now the only yontek in simen aleph as a shaylet. Now I'm wearing shatnez and it's mutter. So he says, what will be if I have this beged shel pishton, which is shatness now because of the tzitzis, I'll add in the beged a chut of tzemel. The beged will also be shatness. That means I'll make the beged shatness not only because of the tzitzis which are attached to it, which makes it shatness. The beged alone I'll put in a chut shel tzemel. It'll be shatness for two reasons. So it's called double shatness. So one sati has, isn't it, it's shatness, it's not called more shatness, double shatness, it's shatness. And if you're allowed to wear shatness, so be mutter. Or maybe not. He has a shayla, yes, let's not go into his shayla, but that is his shayla. His shayla is if you have, let's say, a beged shel pishton, and you have chutei tcheles, and you have chutei tcheles then chutei lavon, which makes this beged shatnes, is it permissible that the beged should be shatnes because of another reason also? Yes or no? Or the only reason it can be shatnes is because of the tzitzis. If it's shatnes because of another reason, it's not permissible, or it is permissible. That's the shaila. No, it's the same beged. I'm wearing one beged and chutim. Now, is this beged shatnes? It will be pure linen. Is it shatnes now? If I put in the tzitzis, is it shatnes? It's a shatnes to get beged. It's a shatnes to get beged. Let's make it interesting. You'll wear it at night. There's no mitzvah of tzitzis. So it's other shittas. They'll give you a malchus. You're wearing shatnes. I'm wearing shatnes now. But when there's a mitzvah, I'm allowed to wear shatnes. But it's shatnes. This beged is shatnes. Now, in this beged, one of the threads is not wool, not linen, it's wool. So what happened? What is this one thread? What's the calamity that this one thread is? Now it's shatnes? The whole beged is shatnes side to side. Or maybe you'll say, no, that is a shatnes of mitzvah, that it was matzah. But this is shatnes, that's his shaila. So I once wanted to bring a raya to the shaila, and I'll just mention this, and then we'll go further. There's a posik in Megillas Esther that Mordechai Yosef Bilvush Malchus, right? And then it says, V'tachrich Butz Va'agomon. V'tachrich means this was an outer, this was like a cape. V'tachich, and what was the tachich made out of? Butz, linen, v'agomon, and wool. So shem yishamayim. How was Mordechai allowed to wear a tachich butz v'agomon? It's shatnes. So Rashi says on this posik, Rashi says, what is tachich? Mate, a cape. Butz, it was made out of linen, v'agomon. Talis, it was a talis or a suya lisateh. It was a talis that was also lisateh. So the way Rashi says, Chad, Mordechai is wearing a talis that's made out of linen and wool. Agamon is wool. So how did he do this? So l'chayre, so if it was a talis, I'm assuming he put tzitzis in it. And if you put tzitzis in it, so it was shatnes already. It was a tachich abutz. It was a linen talis. And he put tzitzis in it, so it's shatnes side to side. So the mele said, even though there was a gomon in the talis, that's no problem. And that would be a riot to this tzad and doinig yontes, that since the beged is shatnes side to side, it is irrelevant if we put in the beged another chut of tzema. It's not called it's making it more shatnes. I'm wearing a beged of shatnes. Let's go. Not one piece. This is the same piece. It's one beged. It's not two pieces. When I eat two pieces of chazal, there's two kizaisim. There's two achilas. I ate one piece, ate a second piece. That's two pieces is worse than one piece. But if wearing the same beged, and this beged is shatnes, it's irrelevant if I put one chut of tema, or everything will be pishtam. But the beged is shatnes. This beged is shatnes. So there's a chiluk if it'll be one chut of tzemer or one chut of tzemer and 29 chutim of pishtun or 30 chutim of pishtun, but the 30 chutim of pishtun are also shatnes. That was the shaila. So I'll kaponim la'ira bosi, but let us go further. Hago v'yesh oimrim shaloi lasa istitze shal pishtun klal. Now others say, one should not make linen tzitzis, period. Afilu bishol minim. That means I have linen tzitzis, and I want to put on the linen tzitzis on my cotton beged. So the mechaber said, no problem. The linen tzitzis will patur a cotton beged. Others say, one should not make tzitzis out of linen, period. V'achinog. And the Rama says, the minig is like this. We don't wear linen tzitzis. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu misharmin. Now this this halacha, what the Gemara is saying, is very difficult to understand. Alpidina the Gemara says, Klo, you can have gedilim, you can have tzitzis of linen and put them on all begodim. The Gemara says it's good. And the Gemara says, no, you shouldn't do it. You should make tzitzis bechlau out of linen. So what's the reason? Hatam, the reason is, the Yesh Tzema, a very interesting reason. The Yesh Tzema is a type of wool, Shenire Kehein Meshi. It's such a fine wool that it looks like silk. There's such a wool, perhaps it's not a common wool, but there's a wool that looks like silk. It's, you can, you look at the wool and think it's silk. The Yavoyu, so now if I am aware of this situation, so now let us think of a problem which can arise. That means I have linen tzitzis, no problem. I want to put it on a silk beggar, no problem. We just said that linen tzitzis were part of a silk beggar. So I'll go and I'll take this beggar. Look, I asked the person, the silk, sure, pure silk. No, I put it on. And between you and me, this was not silk. It was wool. Because there's a type of wool that is, can be mistaken for silk. So memele, so what did I do now? I am wearing shatness. So in order to avoid this problem, that means in order to avoid this problem, they said, don't use linen tzitzis. Don't use linen tzitzis. This is no problem. That was the solution to the problem. Hatam, the yesh tzema shenira kamin me'ein meshi. There's a type of wool that looks silky. The yavoyu, and if you will go according to the letter of the law, you'll go and put the linen tzitzis into what you think is a silk baggage. V'yavoyu lahatol bay tzitzis shalpishtim. Sheyizbaru shehu meshi. People will think it's silk. And what will really be your kloim? Yeah. Lefiza. So if that is the reason, b'shar minim shein emeshi yesh lahata. So that means, according to this reason, the halach is don't put wool and tzitzis in silk, because the silk can really be wool. But what is putting your linen tzitzis in cotton? We call it covet. Wool doesn't look like cotton, and mikadin linen will part the cotton. There's other reasons. I am by Joseph, Rabach Vital, or the Vrei Meshlach Megam B'Shar. Meaning, you should never use linen tzitzis. I feel look for cotton. Or B'Shar Satchak Yesh Lismechat Namekil. So if it's a Shar Satchak, you only have linen tzitzis. You can al kaponim use it in cotton begon. כן, קוסו בלעירה, בלעי בסייפה מהישרה, שגרו יגם כמין המקיל הזה. He said you can put linen tzitzis in a cotton bag. Let us see, סיף גמל. Tzitzis של שער מינים. If a tzitzis made not out of linen, not out of wool, if tzitzis made out of cotton, made out of silk, made out of any other material, ein poitrim elo beminom. So these tzitzis are kosher. Linen tzitzis are silk tzitzis are kosher. Cotton tzitzis are kosher. But they only pater ella bemino. So that means that if I have cotton tzitzis, they're moiridik if you put them in a cotton baggage. You'll take cotton tzitzis and put them in a linen in a linen baggage. It doesn't pater. So memele, that's the difference between shaminim and tzemer apishtim. Tzitzis shel shaminim and poitrim ela b'mina. Kegoin meshi lebegin meshi. I have silk tzitzis, a little pata, a silk begin. V'tzemer gevin l'tzemer gevin. I have cotton tzitzis, a pata, a cotton begin. Avo sheloi b'mina ein poitrim. But if I put silk tzitzis in a cotton begin, it will not pata. Let us see. Mitzvotzitzis, the mitzvot, I have a talus, what? No, that it won't pass. Tremor will patter. You have a baggage shell mesh. You have a silk baggage. If you put in woolen sisters, zicha patters, because wool patters all mean they begot it. But if it's not wool, so if you put in silk sisters, it will patter. You put in cotton sisters, it will patter. That's the din. Besides Tremor and Pishtim, you need minoy. It only patters if it's the same mean. If the sisters and the regular the same mean. That's what says here. That's something else. In the big dikun is the head to wear shatnas. That's something else. No. That's why they're doing avoidance. No, you don't have to say it. It's for avoidance mutter. The mitzvah of Levishis big dikun was doichelish and shatnas. No problem. Is it not so doichelish? That's right. Bullsisters. Yeah, because some patterns for the meaning, that's right.
But we have to pay.
Okay, no problem. So that's it.
And you have wool and wall. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Glaudic. Glaudic. Shall Shah mean him? Let us see the Mishbuddinza Koibe Laman, the Oma, Shah mean him, the Raisa, the Rabbonim. Ella b'minam. So the other minim, that means cotton, will only patter if you have a baggage of cotton. V'imhoya ashesi miminze, v'erev miminachet. What is the din if I have a baggage that the vertical threads are cotton? The horizontal threads are silk. Now, what, so can I use cotton or silk? So the pshat is that no, none of them are good, because you don't have a baggage of silk, you don't have a baggage of cotton. You have the part that you don't have a baggage, the vertical threads are cotton, the horizontal threads are silk. I mean, you don't have a baggage. What? When you weave it, it's like that. When you weave it, they're two different things. That's the same part. When you weave a baguette, they have chutei ha-shesi and chutei ha-oreit. So, the baguette, no. Yeah, it's on the mail. Ela b'mina, v'imoy ha-shesi m'minze, the baguette. So the vertical threads are one mean, v'oreit minachet. Poshetei l'talazu tatona. So you can't, one is silk and one is cotton, so you whatever you put in, tagnish, because it's not the mean of the baggage. Ela betzitzis shel tzema. But if he puts in woolen tzitzis, we'll put the point of b'cholam godim. Ay betzitzis shel pishtim b'mokim atchak. We had before, others say we shouldn't use tzitzis shel pishtim, but b'shas atchak, one could use it. K'goy meshi. V'chol zedavki im ha-meshi yitovi v'shos v'shem tzitzis. That means, when you make the tzitzis, it has to be woven lishma, it has to be spun lishma, it has to be shazira lishma, that means you take the different threads and you combine them together. So that has to be lishma, the balafo chiloi, the baggad mashi. Now, he says something very interesting. So, Amal Kaponim, let's talk. I have a silk tzitzis, and silk tzitzis will patter a silk baguette. So now, he clears a shaila. What if I have a silk tzitzis, and I have a lining made out of cotton? The silk somehow that doesn't fit well. I have a lining of cotton and a silk baguette. Now, what will sick silk tzitzis be good? So he says here something very interesting. I had a lining of wool or a lining of linen. I mean, acher. As linen boss tell you, do we care a baguette or lakama misiminyud or gnavrom sifkot nehe? Now he says here aloche, and the Dimshu brings down a meiridik psak from the Shevet Halevi. The Shevet Halevi says as follows. This aloche, if I have a beged made out of silk. They have a lining made out of cotton. So the things I can put on silk tzitzis. Why? Because theoretically, the beged is silk. The beged is silk. I have a lining of cotton. The lining is that the beged should hold its form, whatever. But you have to know what is the beged and what's the tuffle to the beged. The lining is only a tuffle to the beged. So don't be concerned that the lining is made out of cotton. It's called a silk beged. Dr. Rav Shmuel Bozner, that is if the whole purpose of the lining is that it should be, it's a lining for the silk beged. But let us say I have a silk beged and I have a wool lining. Why do I have a wool lining? Because I want it to keep me warm also. So my mele is, it looks nice. It's a silk beged. Nice, a silk beged. And I have a wool lining to keep me warm. So then you don't say that the lining is bottled to the beged. Each one has its purpose. The beauty of the beged is through the silk. The warmth of the beged comes through the wool. Then he says, then you can't put in silk tzitzis because this is a beged of two minim taket. Both of the minim have an equal chashivis, and then you can only put in tzitzis of wool. Yes. Cotton. Lining on top.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a lining. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. No, cotton is also good. Oh, that you can do whatever you want. No, he's talking underneath that chalik, there's cotton, there's a cotton lining. Okay, good. So that's a tough, yeah, that's a tough to the talus. He kills the talus. He said if we put on something that to make it warm and he's cold, then we'd have a problem. That means if he would want, if the cup is meshy, so then we'll have a problem. So you have two minim already. Let's go a little further. Imitul betalis shosha minim ktsas tzitziyos miminoi o ktsas mitzemel oifishtim. Now let's explain this for 1 minute and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Let us say as follows. A person has a silk beged. So he's going to go and do like this. He's going to put in each konov you have to put in four tzitzis. Four tzitzis. He's going to put three of silk and one of wool. So there'll be a big lambdim. We'll say, what's wrong? If the beged is silk, so the silk can patter. Now, in the one chut of lavon, which is tzemer, can also patter. So what's my problem? Tzemer is good, but he made a mishmash. That means till now we learned that you could have four tzitzis of silk in a silk beged gewaldig. You could have four tzitzis of wool. It's also about it. But now to make a kugel, a little silk, a little wool, and it's meiridik. So the Mechabit says, not meiridik, it's reklich. I don't know if you're yaita. That's what's in the Mishnah Berurah. Is that the Mishnah Berurah? I skipped over. Ein point Yud Gimel. 1 second. Yemitul betalos. No, ein point goes on before. Ein point then that a different meaning doesn't matter. Betalos sheshi shalayu meminoi. Ta'ira b'mitzamer lehepach. Yata b'titzis shal tamer davka. Do point b'chol aminim. Lo misha aminim. Afilu imu b'yoyi misha aminim. The sheshi ayira b'lechud lechosh beg. This on the previous eve. Now the sheep cotton base. I don't know my mincha chutaytema, but I ask my kain sha'olei mechutaytema ma'at she'ira, if you mix that chutaytema ma'at b'shasi b'eira v'lanike m'kai me'ayif alohi nirat p'vyeish l'as v'sitzit mechutaytema ki yesh emid l'chutim shivim le'botli but if you see Shasa Talos Kula Shal Tzema Belita Rubis Klau Shal Shalmini, Bezeh Yisno Lamaylo, Otal Shmur Betzema Gefo Pishtin, Yom Talos Shal Takone, Lebi Shasa Trakia, Sabay Tzitzi Shal Pishtin, Lechenal. That means he's just saying like this, if you have a beggar that's made out of a mixture of some Mechutei Tzema, Chom Tzutei, some Mechutei Meshi, so the best thing is you should make Now, Yeshli Stapik, so now, that was the case, there was three chutim of silk and one chut of tema. So now, there's a subject here, ain't kan min konot. That means all the tzitzis are not the same. I don't have four tzitzis of silk. V'gam t'gdilim tasol l'cho mehem enam v'gamri. I don't have four tzitzis of wool, which patters all the garden. Fine about the Zahim, she calls him Moshe, Shnei Chutim Yemini, Shnei Chutim Yitzeba, Shapa Domi, Ein Shemilse Betayman. But the Zahim says, if you have two silk and two wool, that is good. The reason is a Raya from a Gemara, but let's not go into that. Sifei, Yesh Oimrim, she Zorich Lassus Atzitzis Mitzeba Hatalis, Vamedak Zekim Noya Gimboi. So the pasuk means that the tzitzis, should be the same color of the talis. You have a red talis, you should have red tzitzis. You have a pink talis, pink tzitzis. That's what it should be. Another say, from a doctor kim noigim kain, that's what the machaber says. Hago vashkinazim ein noigim lasit tzitzis vaklavonim af begodnim tzvuim bein lishanis. Ashkenazim just don't do this. They have, you have a pink beggar, the red beggar, the yellow beggar, the tzitzis are white. Let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Mitzava talis mishim zakein livan veyu. It's very nice. It's v'yesh mefoshim mishim de beinam bezeh min konof. That means min konof not only means that the tzitzis should be the same material that the beggar is made out of, also should be the same color that the beggar is. So after begodim tzvuim, the arminig is that we put white tzitzis in a blue beggar. That's the minig Ashkenaz. We come back in regular with dagzik glasses, tafke talis knafis, a talis kot lam. It's preferable to make a white talis and white tzitzis. They she yoytzi they hakel. That the yoytzi according to all the days, if it's white and white tzichah. She yasa tzitzis levonim. When I make the tzitzis levonim, it's why she has white tzitzis and a white towel. Gam mishum dechsiv ulevushei kisrat chivo. That his beggar was white like snow. So kapanim vaisis, that's a choshev type of a beggar. Umash esvas a beggar kein tchelus betalisis shalonu. Even though in our talisis we have like a strip or a band or black or blue. So that's Mosa Ika Begadazin. It means most of our talasim are white. So even though we have bands of black or blue, that is not problematic. No, so others learn mean color means in color also. Yeah, that's what they held. Yeah, mean color. It should be completely similar
and always.
That's how they held. We don't pass them like that. It means also on the.
Yeah.